Welcome, good morning. So let's start sitting comfortably on our mats, closing our eyes. Come to that time of year that we're moving from spring towards summer. Not that the weather would let us know that. But I know many of you are gardeners. So as we practice today, let's notice how gardening becomes a metaphor for our practice, for our life. Within that metaphor of gardening, we begin by tending to the soil. Every gardener knows how important it is to have a rich, fertile soil. We want the soil to be soft, so we soften our body, soften our mind. We'd like the soil to be aerated and rich with nutrients. To take deep breaths, aerating the soil, filling it with nutrients. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. As we come back to center, we'll take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. And with an inhale, arms reach up and into the sky. And exhaling, they come back down to the earth. Earth to sky. Flowing with each breath. Now let's add a gentle twist to this flow. We inhale up, and as we exhale, let's twist to one side. An inhale comes back to center, and the next exhale goes to the other side. Breaths, creating an aerated, fertile soil for our practice. And then hands reach to the heart, or to the sky, and then come back to the heart. Feel your deep breath, creating that rich soil for our practice. Now inhale, reach up into the sky. Exhaling, let's fold now into a forward bend as we reach down to the floor, planting our hands, step the feet back. Come to downward facing dog. Hips reaching high into the sky. Begin to feel your way into your body. Let your breath move around inside of you as you feel. Sorry. It's hard to find a medium spot in the music today. Lifting onto your toes, step one heel down at a time. Continue feeling your way into your body. And then walk hands back to the feet. Feet planted here in the soil. Let your body fold gently down. When we're nurturing tender roots of plants, we treat them gently so as not to bruise them. Treat your body gently, carefully as we nurture these rising shoots of our practice. Now walk hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. Let knees come to sit on the ground, hands come underneath the shoulders. Cat and cow, inhale, look up, lift your tail. Exhale, arching back toward the sky. Now keep flowing. We all know our back can be a trouble spot within our body. So tend to it carefully, right from the beginning. Adding a stretch now for the low back. As you come into your cat pose on the exhale, take the end of that exhale down into your heels. And then drop onto the forearms as you inhale, coming back up into your cow pose. And do that variation a few times, taking the stretch down deeper into your back. And then the next time, when we come down deep into our heels, let's settle into child's pose. You can expand the width of your knees to give yourself more breathing space if you'd like. There may be times in your practice where you'd like to come back here, as if you were a little seed, not quite ready to grow, but needing a little more time. Feel free to come back anytime you want to. It's always here, available for you. Let's take toes under the feet and hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up into the air. Let's roll our hips open so our right knee points to the sky. And with the kneecap, draw great big circles. Hips, another trouble spot in our body. We tend to from the very beginning. And then point the right leg up into the sky. Now step the right foot forward. Take the left knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up. And circle the arms around and around, along with the back and the hips, the shoulders. Another one of our trouble spots. Getting a little extra opening. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to the mat, step back. Inhale, come forward over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back. Reach your heart forward, cobra. Exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Once more, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders back, heart forward, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Toes into the earth, hips into the sky, downward facing dog. Reach the left leg up in the air. Roll the hip open, point the knee to the sky. Circle the kneecap all the way around. Great big circles drawn in the air. Opening the left hip little by little. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Circling the arms around and around. One more inhale, reaches up. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Do that a few more times. Can you feel yourself warming up? This preparation. Preparing the soil of our practice, lubricating our joints, warming our muscles, tuning into our body. Take one last flow like this and let it lay you down gently again into child's pose. And then with toes under the feet and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet now up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, flow all the way down. Big, beautiful sun breaths. In order for a plant to grow, we need to invite a nice big dose of sunshine. Inhale, Inhale one last time, hands reach to the sky, and we'll exhale, bringing them back into our heart. Step to the very front of the mat now. Continue to invite the sun now with a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inhaling, we rise up again. If you like to, you can add a little bit of a back bend here. And then exhale, dive down. Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway. And with an exhale, hands come to the mat. We'll step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, hands come to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Our right leg reaches up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms up. And exhaling, hands down. Left foot steps up to meet the right. And an inhale takes us up to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rising. Maybe a back bend again. And exhale, flow down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now left leg in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come down. Let's step forward. Inhale, catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up. Little back bend if you want. And exhale, flow down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step your feet back. Find your way now to downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel. You started with a downward facing dog, we'll come back to it again. How does it feel now? As we practice, there are many ways that you can alter the practice to meet your own needs. So please do that. No two of us are alike. The soil is prepared. Aerated with our breath, it's rich with nutrients, ready for us to move into our standing flows. So we begin by reaching our right leg up to the sky. Now step the right foot forward. Back foot comes flat down, we reach up, warrior one. So come to these poses like a plant, starting with your roots. Feel how both feet dig deep into the earth and provide you the stability and support that you need to grow. From the roots, feel yourself rising up through your back and spine, a tall, supportive stem. Gently, the shoulders roll back, soften, like gentle leaves. And we come to this blossoming at our heart center. The fruit or flower of the pose lies right here. In this warrior, with its feeling of strength and confidence. See yourself planting seeds of strength and confidence. Everything we do, every thought, every action, every moment, we're planting seeds. Now let hands fall behind the back. Keeping the legs of this warrior pose, take the hands together, roll the shoulders back, and let the blossoming of your heart center grow even more prominent, more beautiful. And from our deep roots, we begin to come forward, slowly lowering that blooming heart center toward the front knee. Some might even go all the way to or beyond the knee, but each of us will find our own way into the pose. Where does your body love to be in this moment? This open heart, planting seeds of kindness. Thank you. drop down to the ground, and with one big inhale, right back up, warrior one. Take the strength of your warrior one, step right into chair pose. Excuse me, back foot steps up to meet the front. Heels dig in, deepening the roots. Breathe in the strength of this chair pose. Plant a seed of strength. Now rise up from your chair, let the wind catch the seeds that you've sown, blowing them around and around. Strength, confidence, kindness. Exhale, dive down. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So start it again with its roots. And then feel the stem, soften the leaves. And let the heart center come to its full blossoming. As we tailor each pose to our own bodies, it's like watering a plant. Overwatering is harmful. Underwatering is harmful. We have to find just the right amount at the right time. Now take hands to the heart. Let's add a twist. Right elbow crossing the left thigh, a lengthening through the back and spine as we begin to twist our way around to the left. Spread your arms open if you want to. Keep the prayer in your hands if you like. Here we are, wrapped around ourselves like a brambling bush that we need to prune. We need to cut away what isn't helpful. Cut away what's stuck in order to grow. And after the pruning, we unwind the twist. We take hands to the mat and begin to lower and lift the back knee. Now, depending on how strong you're feeling today, you can keep hands on the ground. You can take them to the thigh. You can take them to the heart. You can even take them to the sky. But remember, overwatering is harmful. Underwatering is harmful. Just the right amount. And then with hands at the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach the right leg, the left leg up now. Step the left foot forward. Back foot comes flat down. Reaching up, warrior one. With its deep roots. Growing stem, softening leaves, and the full blossoming at the heart center. Breathe it in. The soil is fertile for you to grow. Planting seeds. Seeds of an inner power. Power that allows you to stand up for what you believe in. Hands come behind the back, keeping the legs of the warrior strong, hands together, shoulders roll back, and the blossoming becomes more beautiful. Slowly, we begin to come forward, finding just the right amount, just the right time for you. There's balance, there's strength, there's flexibility as we reach toward that front leg. The breath continuing to add the richness of nutrients, aerating our experience. Drop hands to the ground, reach right back up to the sky, warrior one. And step forward, chair pose. Heels down, hips down. We have a tendency to curl our tailbone up a little, so let it lower toward the earth. Nice, long, strong back. Rising up with the breeze, catch the seeds you've sown. Scatter them around the world. Exhaling, dive down. Hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Build it like a plant grows. And feel how you grow within this moment. Reaching up, this uplifting feeling. Plant some seeds of joy. Seeds that can be spread. And then hands to the heart. We twist, left elbow crosses right thigh this time. The twist turns to the right. A tangled bramble that needs pruning. Prune away within yourself what you don't need. Prune away what holds you back from growth. And then unwinding the twist, hands to the mat, lower and lift the back knee. Overwatering is harmful. Underwatering is harmful too. So take just the right amount of support from your hands so that your breath is still rich. Your body, your mind, still soft. Even within the strength, there's softness. And then hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Take knees to the mat and hands under the shoulders, just like we did with cat and cow. This time, bring your knees together so they touch. And then reach the right arm, the left leg. Finding a center here in this base of instability. Either keep reaching or reach back and catch the foot in your hand. And again, reach all the way out. Now keep the leg out, but take the right hand under the right shoulder. Exhale, elbows in, we dip down. And inhale, we're lifted with our breath. Lowering and lifting, following each breath. Next time we lower down, let's stay near the earth. Elbows pulled in beside us, leg extended out straight and long. And then come back up, hook the left knee behind the right, spread your feet open, push your hips back into your heels. And then come back again. Unwrapping the legs, all fours. Left arm, right leg reaching out. Finding stability within this unstable base. Keep reaching or reach back, catch foot in hand. And then stretch long again if you have the foot in your hand. Left hand comes back down to the mat, elbows in, exhale, dip down. Inhale, find a strength beyond that of your hands and arms. Find a strength in your breath, find a strength at your center. Come down once more and hover near the earth. Down here, the rich soil. Keep breathing. And then push back up, hook the right knee behind the left, feet open wide to receive your hips in between them. come forward, unravel the legs. Take your hands to their down dog position. Let's curl our toes under. Hips to the sky, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg reaches to the sky. Take a big wide step forward. Plant the back foot flat. Let's open to warrior two. Big sideways facing pose with legs as wide as they can be. Plant your roots deep here. Let your spine grow like a tall stem. Soften the leaves of your shoulders. And find that blossoming in your heart center. We look down the line of our right arm. And we feel this openness, this spaciousness. And take a tiny reach forward. Without changing the legs, turn the right hand over. Sweep it up across the sky into reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg and the opening comes up the right side body. And then cartwheel hands all the way around to the mat again. Turn the back toes under, step forward, maybe a couple steps to get there. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sit into chair pose. Again, the heaviness in the hips and heels rooting. And then the growth up through the back and spine, through the tips of the fingers. Now rise up, let the seeds you've planted be sown in the breeze. And exhale, dive down. Hands come to the mat, the right foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Perhaps you feel a little more opening in the hips now that we've come back again. Now take hands to the mat. Let's begin a circle with the left hand, reaching straight ahead of us. And then as the fingertips point up to the sky, we open into another twist. Again, a time of pruning out what we do not need. Pruning out what stops us from growth. And then the circle continues around to the back and down to the mat. We lay the back knee down now and shift our hips back as we straighten the left leg. Close your eyes as you gently tend to this tender shoot. Not bruising it, carefully. Not too much, not too little, just the right amount of watering. And then we step again onto the left foot. We plant our hands and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Again, a big wide step forward. Back foot planted firmly, warrior two. Spaciousness. Opening. It's a dynamic moment, always exploring, always unfolding. Little reach forward, now turn the left hand over. Across the sky it reaches. Reverse warrior, big opening in the left side body. Take the cartwheel all the way around. Turn the back toes under, take a couple of steps to come forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inner strength deepens. Rise up, let the breeze catch those seeds. Blowing in the breeze. And dive down. Hands come to the mat, step the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. breath, still aerating, still adding nutrients to the rich soil. Hands come down to the mat. Now the right arm will begin a circle, first reaching straight ahead. Then up into the sky, we open into the twist. We're always planting seeds, not all of them good seeds. Sometimes we have negative thoughts. Sometimes we're mean. So weed out right now that negativity. And the circle comes all the way around. The hands come to the mat. We lay the back knee down, shifting the hips back, straightening the right leg now. Close your eyes. Be tender. Not to bruise. Tender growth. Create a nice, rich, airy soil with your breath. Give it just the right amount of water. And then step onto the right foot again. Plant the hand. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, back, downward facing dog. One last flow. Look to your hands. Walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, once more, sit down into chair. Up, release seeds into the air. Let them blow with the breeze. This time, take hands to the heart. Take a peek at your feet. Let's take a standing back bend to close our standing series. Feet hip width apart, hands around to the low back. Make fists here at your low back. Now rise up through your front body, rolling the shoulders back, and then lifting your heart toward the sky. As you curve back into this back bend, let it lift up and away from where your hands are. Give it just the right amount of water, right amount of breath. And let your heart center come to its most amazing blooming. Carefully, we rise up. We shift hands to the hips and pour ourselves into a forward bend. Let your hands fall to the mat. Let your back slowly, gently relax and release. And then plant hands on the mat. Walk or jump the feet back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let your knees come to rest on the mat. Let your hips gently into your heels. Come back into child's pose, like a little seed. Feel now how your breath expands and contracts the seed of child's pose. There's still more growth to come. Take a moment to drink in the rich nutrients of the soil you've created. Feel the warmth of the sun that you've welcomed. And prepare for additional growth. To the front of the mat. Lay the hands down, turn the toes under the feet, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Moving slower now, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Long, gentle breath all the way up. And hands reach to the sky and melt into your heart. So we'll come now to a balancing series. Let's begin our balancing series on the right foot as we start today with tree pose. So plant the roots for this tree. Take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Find your heart center. Stay here or reach up like branches into the sky. Every tree is different. As we practice balancing, you can stop and start again as often as you want or need. But more and more as we come to the present moment through our breath, we find balance there. I reach arms to the sky. From this tree, let's fly. Warrior three, send the left leg behind you. Soar over the ground. You can take your arms in any direction. What helps you feel balanced and steady? And then dive down to the earth, the standing splits. The head drops down, the foot reaches up. And the right or the left foot returns to the mat. Slowly, again, with a gentle breath, we rise up. We reach to the sky, and hands melt back into the heart. Taking balancing to the left leg. Start by planting the roots. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Heart center. Or reaching to the sky. Come deeper and deeper into the experience of your breath, and there you'll find balance. Hands to the sky, let's fly. Send the right leg back. Warrior three. What does it feel like to fly? And diving down the standing splits, hands come to the mat, the head drops down like a ripe fruit waiting to be picked. The leg reaches up. This is all just to your own degree. And then we set the right foot back to the mat. Once again, slowly rolling up, reaching to the sky. The hands melt into the heart. Give yourself a little stretch. And then with a big wave of breath, we reach up into the air. And exhale, folding forward. Hands come to the mat, feet walk back. And again, we lay ourselves down like a little seed in the ground, child's pose. This time, let's walk our hands around to the right side of the mat, enjoying another side bend. Hands to center, and hands around to the left side of the mat. And again, we come to center. Hands planted here, turn toes under the feet, hips to the sky, back again to downward facing dog. As we enter pigeon pose next, feel free to take the variation on your back if that's a more comfortable one for you. Step your right foot forward. Bend the knee so the foot comes in behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Lay the left leg down. Deepen the stretch to where it feels good for you. Either lift your heart up into the sky or gently lay it forward. Whatever feels right. You want to find just the right amount of watering. So in pigeon pose, we come down here onto the earth. For some deeper weeding. Weeding out those weeds that have the stubborn roots. This pigeon pose is a deeper opening, a deeper letting go of those seeds that are not useful. Negative thoughts, negative actions, negative feelings. Dig out those stubborn roots. Use your breath to aerate the soil then. And now there's space to plant wonderful, nourishing, inspiring seeds. Take the hands back onto the mat. Curl the left toes under. Let's send our right leg into the sky behind us as we push back. And then we step forward again as if about to re-enter pigeon pose. Foot behind the left, head knee behind the right, but then we'll hop our left knee in behind the right knee. Take the feet apart like we did before to place your hips in between. Right hand behind the back. Left hand into the sky with an inhale. And as we exhale, let's hook the left elbow across the right thigh. And we spiral into a twist around to the right. Now let this twist rise up from earth to sky within you. Again, the deeper weeding, the stubborn roots, the letting go of negative seeds. And then we unwind the twist. We swing the right leg behind us, taking hands to the mat, step back to downward facing dog. For a moment, notice the feeling in the right hip as compared to the left. Negative seeds, weeds removed. There's space now. Plant inspiring seeds. Let's do the same on the other side. Step the left leg forward, pigeon pose. Foot behind the right head, knee behind the left, or laying down on your back and taking that variation. Adjusting so it has just the right amount of water. Close your eyes, be fully in this moment. Here near the ground where we can get a little deeper into those roots. Weeding out what holds us back. Weeding out our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Breath aerates the soil. And little by little, we get those stubborn roots and release them. Hands come onto the mat. The right toes curl under. We send the left leg into the sky as we push back. And then draw it forward again like re-entering pigeon pose, but hopping the right knee in behind the left. Sitting between the feet, left hand behind the back. Inhaling right arm to the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left thigh and twirl your twist around to the left now. From earth to sky. Twist unwinds. We send the left leg back, plant our hands, and step back for our last downward facing dog. Both sides aerated, rich with nutrients, free of weeds. My knees to the mat now, crisscross the ankles. Come right over the tops of your feet to sit. Legs extend forward now for a forward bend. As we inhale, we allow ourselves to reach up into the sky. And then exhaling, tip the pelvis forward and fold out over your legs. Close your eyes. Right here in this particular moment and nowhere else. Those of you who garden may notice how sometimes you're so present and in the moment, the next thing you know, hours have slipped by. Your mind totally absorbed in where you are at that moment. And that's what we aim for in our practice as well. To be exclusively and fully here. Now hands walk up the legs. Now we bend the knees and we lay down onto our back. As you come down, hug your knees a little, maybe even rock side to side to get comfortable. And let hands come beside you on the floor or even under your hips if you worry at all about your low back. Take both legs to the sky. A little strengthening for our deep belly muscles. Imagine your feet on the pedal of a bicycle, and together they begin to circle around. Coming more and more to our deep center as the circles go around and around. Nice and slow and controlled. Legs united as one together on a pedal. And then we draw knees back into our center and pedal backwards. Both feet reach out together as one, and then up into the sky and around into our center. And then we hug knees into our body, rock side to side. Center yourself, let your head take a couple of rocks side to side in case any tension crept into your neck. And we're ready now to move into inversions today. So you can choose a bridge pose or a shoulder stand. If it's a shoulder stand you're choosing today, be gentle with yourself as you lift hips and legs up above your shoulders with the support of your hands. With a bridge pose, push the feet into the floor and lift the hips to the sky. Be fully present, exclusively here, nowhere else. Feeling this practice within your mind, body, and spirit. Ever so gently, you begin to lay yourself back onto the mat again. One vertebra at a time touches the earth. When you come down, take a moment to give your knees a little hug. And then we take fish pose. Feet come on the floor. We slip the hands underneath the hips. Stretch the legs out all the way. Now sitting on your hands, rock your elbows underneath your back. Lay your head all the way back until the neck is wide open. And then come to this beautiful blossoming at your heart center as it lifts higher and higher and higher. And then we lift the head. We lay the fish pose gently onto the floor. We slide the hands out from under our hips. And now reach them behind our head, laying fully prone on your mat, and fully supine on your mat, really stretch all the way out. Now reach down, take the right knee, hug it into your body, guide it across you to the left, turn your head to the right. One last little bit of weeding. Drop the left hand, we fall again onto the mat, realigning ourselves to the center. Stretch out all the way on the floor, arms to toes. And then cradle the left leg. Take it across you to the right as your head turns to the left. Right hand falls to the floor. And gently we lay ourselves down one last time. Find your way again to the center of your mat. If you're cold, get something to keep you warm. And lay yourself completely down to the floor now. Close your eyes and enjoy this final relaxation. Just breathing now. receiving the gifts of our practice. Feel how nice it is to have pruned out what you don't need. Weeded, tended, until everything is growing beautifully. Full bloom. I am the gardener of my soul. With every action, I am planting seeds. Seeds that can grow to become beautiful inspirations to those around me. Seeds that can grow to become noxious weeds that hurt and destroy. May I sow the seeds of kindness, joy, love, and peace. Nourish them as they grow and share their bountiful beauty with those I love. May I weed and prune continually to rid my life of the seeds that harm. May my inner garden grow alive and lush with a harvest of goodness for me to share. When you're ready now to bring your practice to a close, take a moment to honor this practice with a closure that feels meaningful for you. And then when you're ready, roll gently onto your right side. Pause there to rest. Breathe, to enjoy the way you feel. And then slowly we return to the very place where we began, seated comfortably on our mat, feeling the richness of the soil of our practice, the growth, a new life we've created. And for that, let's offer our gratitude for our practice today, the gifts that we've received, how amazing we feel. Our head drops down, rocks from side to side. And then reclaiming our center, an inhale carries arms up into the sky. Hands unite in a prayer. The prayer comes to our forehead for inspiring seeds in our thoughts today. To our lips for inspiring seeds in our words. And to our heart for inspiring seeds in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. So I recorded that class.